From KBIA News in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. This week, we're talking about the new low-intervention delivery suites at the University of Missouri Women's and Children's Hospital. What is low-intervention? The hospital calls it a natural, unmedicated process with minimal medical intervention and technology. Our guests are Mother Jill Markajohn, who was the first person to use the suites when they opened in November, Dr. Courtney Barnes, the medical director of the Low Intervention Birth Program, and certified nurse midwife Laurie Anderson, who works at Women's and Children's Hospital. A small but growing percentage of expectant mothers in the U.S. are interested in a delivery that might not include a hospital room filled with medical equipment. Sometimes these women are looking for a space that marries the resources of a hospital with the comfort of home and space for a low-intervention delivery. And that's where the low-intervention suites at Women's and Children's Hospital come into play. Let's hear from Mother Jill Markajohn now. She was the first person to use one of the two new suites when she delivered a baby boy in November. And if you hear some little peeps, it's because he was in the studio with us. Could you tell me a little bit about your experience in the low-intervention birthing suite at Women's and Children's?
Sure. We got there at 10:30 on Sunday night, and as soon as we got in the room, you forget you're in the hospital because it feels like you're in a living room. And my son wasn't born until 2:30 the next day, so we were there for a long time, and, you know, my husband slept in the bed. It's a regular full-size bed, so he was comfortable, and our doula slept on the couch. It just felt like we were at home, with benefit of having people there in case of an emergency, but I didn't feel like I was sitting in a hospital waiting to have a baby. Throughout my labor, I got to use the birthing tub, which was fantastic. I used it early on, and then I used it once labor got hard. That was awesome. That alone is reason to go to that room. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other furniture, the birthing chair was good. I don't know what it's called, the sling. It, like, hangs from the ceiling. I use that to, like, do lunges and help bring the baby down. So it was just a really unique experience. This is my third child. They've all been born in a hospital, but this was unlike either of the other two.
You had decided ahead of time to try to do the natural childbirth. How did you make that decision, and is that what you had done with the two previous children?
When I was pregnant with my first, I just remember thinking, like, well, why would you automatically get, like, why should I say I'll automatically get an epidural? I don't know what to expect, so I guess I'll see what I can do. And then as I went through a Lamaze class through the hospital and learned about the interventions and the effects that they have on the mom and the baby and the possible side effects, I really wanted to be as medication-free as possible. You know, for 9 months, I spend watching what I eat and drink, and I don't even like to take Tylenol when I'm pregnant. So I didn't really want the baby to suddenly have whatever I had during delivery. I was induced with my first, and it was a long induction. I ended up getting the epidural, which was fine. I mean, it wasn't what I had planned, but it ended up good, so it was fine. With my second, I went in with the same goal. I again got induced, but I had him without an epidural, and it was a way quicker labor than my first. So I was still, you know, I still wanted to try it without being induced, but I knew what it was to have a baby without pain medication. And it wasn't as scary, I think, as people think that it would be, or as painful even. You know, if you try to read about natural childbirth, you'll read the term pain with purpose. And that's what it is. As long as you realize what you're doing, it's not like, ouch, it hurts. You're working your muscle. It's like working out. And then with this one, you know, it was still, I just really wanted to go into labor on my own. And thankfully I did. And I thought, oh, I know what this is. Like, I did this before. Just the start of labor was different. And it was completely different. The whole labor, like, it was a long process from beginning to pushing. And it's going to sound crazy, but it was enjoyable. Like, it was not uncomfortable. I enjoyed myself. It's not like I would do it every Saturday, but it wasn't bad. And my nurse was amazing, and my doula, and I felt like I was hanging out with my friends. Like, it was nice. And then I got to the point of transition where I was like, I know this. I've been here, done this. Totally different. It was a lot of work. That's where it's pain with purpose. But it, you forget you're in the hospital. So the mental part of being in a hospital where, you know, you're in a, well, a medical setting and, you know, you see all the medical equipment and things that can scare, or at least they can tend to frighten me. Like if you see all the wires and stuff, you get a little anxious about all that. You don't have that in the low intervention room. So I started having him, thinking it was going to be the same as with my middle child, and it, because it was medication-free and it wasn't. It was, again, like I keep saying that, like it felt like I was at home, but it did. So it was a lot of work, but it was a very relaxed setting. Like it was way more relaxed than with my second.
And you went through the process with a doula and a midwife. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how you all worked together? Because everybody has a little bit of a different role. Obviously, you as the mom have a role.
When I was pregnant with my first is when I started learning about everything. And I learned a doula, they're there to support the mom. And in a lot of ways, for the partner, like my, it helped my husband a lot because it gives him a break when he needs it. You know, he can step away or if he has to step out to, you know, use the bathroom or use the phone or whatever, I'm not alone. So it takes that, like, fear away from my husband. And it's somebody else in your corner. Like, when you're trying to have a natural childbirth, you're going to say at one point in time, I can't do this. My husband's a great support, but he's never had a baby. Mm-hmm. And both doulas I've had doulas with all my children. And the same one with my older two in North Carolina, and they had babies. So they've had that experience. So they can tell me, like, this is what I went through, or they can relate to it, and they're with you the whole time.
That was Jill Markajan, who delivered her third child in one of University of Missouri Women's and Children's Hospital Low Intervention Delivery Suites in November. This is Intersection on KBIA, and today we're learning about those delivery suites with our guests, who are Mother Jill Markajan, registered nurse midwife Laurie Anderson, and Dr. Courtney Barnes, medical director of the Low Intervention Birth Program. Here's Courtney Barnes.
When I came here, I just noticed some practices that I had never seen before. For example, after babies were born, they would be swept away into a separate room. I mean, totally healthy term babies. And the door would shut, and then the mother wouldn't see her baby for 15, 20 minutes. And I had never seen that before. And so I said, well, where are the babies going? And they're like, well, they're being assessed by the pediatricians. And I said, well, they're healthy babies. I can hear them screaming. And they're like, well, they're getting their assessment and their weight and, you know, making sure that everything looks good, checking their eye reflexes. And I was like, man, that seems not very good for the moms or the babies. And so we started doing some research and realized that there's actually a fair bit of data that says that that's not that great for babies and it's not that great for moms. And we had moms who were requesting that to not happen. And so eventually we also learned that it significantly impacted breastfeeding. You know, there's obviously a big push to increase breastfeeding rates and breastfeeding support and getting ladies off on the right foot. And so there were lots of people in the hospital that really cared about breastfeeding. So we got them as part of our group and really started working on the project from that perspective. So I eventually came to love breastfeeding and learn a lot about it. But at the beginning, my project really had little to do with breastfeeding and had more to do with just keeping moms and babies together.
And when we talk about that research that shows that it's not great for the mom and it's not great for the baby to be separated right after birth, is that research that's always been around or is it a developing field right now?
In general, people want to believe what their own organization has done research about. And there's official research where people start gathering numbers. And then I think there's real life experience. And I think midwives have known for a long time that it was really beneficial for moms to be with their babies, and at least that it felt good for moms to be with their babies, and that's what moms wanted. But as far as like the data on skin-to-skin contact, you know, decreasing hypothermia, decreasing hypoglycemia, improving like breastfeeding rates, all that kind of stuff, I don't think it's that new. I think it's, you know, been decades old that we've known that.
Do you think that there's a shift going on in Colombia now where more people are looking at low intervention childbirth as an option for themselves?
I sure hope so. Call it a good thing or call it a bad thing. I think patients go to a doctor or go to whoever they choose to care for them during their pregnancy, whether it's a family practitioner or a midwife. And I think for the majority of patients, they go there trusting that they're getting told accurate information all the time. And I think most healthcare providers are trying to tell people the most accurate information. But I think you can see a whole different variety of levels of education that are given to patients. And so I think a lot of patients don't really ask questions on their own. They just rely on their provider. So one thing that I think has been really great about what we've done as far as the baby friendly program and the low intervention program is raise awareness. I mean, people have said, well, why would I want that? I mean, why is that a big deal? And I think those are good questions for people to ask.
I imagine that a low intervention delivery is not the same for every mother. Are there sort of different variations on this? I imagine it can go down to almost no intervention to involving some. What is intervention in these senses?
Sure. So I hate the term low intervention program, and I really tried very hard to come up with a different term for it, because really my dream is not that we have a low intervention program. My dream is that patients come in and they get only the intervention necessary for their care. So that's really ultimately where I want the program to go. But you know, you have to start somewhere. So basically what we've started with is looking for patients who are healthy and who have very little pregnancy complication and who can ambulate and move around and those kind of things, and who want an unmedicated delivery. And we kind of have shunted them into this program. But I have patients who have lots of comorbidities, they're either obese or they've had a prior C-section, and they still want lower intervention approaches, and we can offer some of that.
For women who are thinking about lower intervention birth, what do you think they're trying to attain that maybe they haven't had in previous births that were maybe higher intervention, or what do you think their goals are?
Well, and I ask myself this question probably 25 times a day, you know, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, there are lots of things I think about is what do patients want? And then I also think about what do patients need, you know, from a healthcare perspective. And I think some of the low intervention approaches are actually what patients need. You know, it lowers C-section rates oftentimes, babies breastfeed better. Those are good outcomes. So, you know, from a medical perspective, I think we have to offer these things because patients need them to have better pregnancy outcomes. But I think patients want to be heard. They want to feel supported. They want to feel like somebody has listened to them. You know, for a lot of people, this is like the biggest event of their entire life, and they've thought about it well before they were ever even pregnant. And so, you know, they've done lots of research, they've done lots of reading, and then they come in with ideas of what they want for delivery. And then sometimes maybe they don't feel supported in that. And I don't think that feels very good to patients.
And I imagine within the medical community and as a doctor, you come up against people who are maybe skeptical about low intervention birth or think if it's not broke, don't fix it. So why are we going down
sure.
this path? Can you talk a little bit about how you talk with your peers about this project
sure.
of yours?
When I started, you know, I was just fresh out of residency, so I didn't have a lot of experience implementing change in a large academic setting, which is a skill set that develops over time. But trying to get people who practice medicine and who are very good providers, but have their own unique perspective to healthcare, to patients, but trying to get people to open their mind to something new is really challenging. So, you know, because when I started the project, we were talking about breastfeeding. I mean, who can't support breastfeeding? You know, it's like, who doesn't support that? And I could not believe how difficult it was to implement those changes in a huge healthcare setting. So I think it's all about baby steps, really just the skin. So that's where we started because it felt good. People would say, well, maybe I don't really know about breastfeeding, or maybe I don't really even care about breastfeeding. but my patient is really happy that their baby is on their chest in the operating room, you know, and they've never had that before. And patients would write letters about how this really made a huge difference in this delivery versus a prior delivery. And so seeing a positive change, seeing a positive outcome from things that we were doing, I think really fed the project.
That was Dr. Courtney Barnes, medical director of the Low Intervention Birth Program at the University of Missouri Women's and Children's Hospital here in Columbia. She was instrumental in bringing low intervention birthing suites to the hospital. Today on Intersection, we're learning about what those suites offer and why some mothers choose a low intervention delivery, which the hospital calls a natural, unmedicated process with minimal medical intervention and technology. Finally, Intersection talked with registered nurse midwife Laurie Anderson, who works at Women's and Children's. Why do you think the hospital chose now as the time to open up this center? Do you think that there are some movements and ideas about childbirth and what women want from labor and delivery?
Definitely. I think that a lot of women have gone to home births and birth center births, and women are smart and they're educated, and they know that there can be a cascade of events, if you can imagine, when you start to intervene in the natural process. So a lot of women that don't need extra don't want extra. They want to back off and just let things unfold naturally. And as we have gotten more information about this, the public demands it. And a lot of women, like I said, have gone to home births with midwives and to birth centers with midwives, but some women don't feel comfortable doing that, or they don't have those options available either. Women's and Children's really stepped up and offered this for this community so that they have the best of both worlds, so they can deliver in the comfort of a home-like setting with low intervention and with a midwife or with their regular doctor. It's not just the midwives that do low intervention, but they have the safety net of the hospital surrounding them. So if there is an emergency, they are seconds away instead of minutes to even an hour away from help, which in the case of a newborn or a woman in active labor, that can be a life-altering amount of time.
For a woman who's only ever given birth in a traditional hospital, what do you think are some of the biggest differences that that person would notice with a low-intervention birth?
Freedom of movement, being more in charge, and not having continuous monitoring. Those are probably the biggest complaints that I have of women that have had babies before. And then just having the baby taken away from them or not put skin to skin. And that doesn't really have anything to do with the low intervention program. That all initiated from the baby friendly program that they started. So that sort of got the ball rolling. People really like that, and we know that statistics and research show that it's very important to the baby and to the mother for bonding. And so that just kind of escalated into looking at what people want and looking at research and seeing that it is a safe alternative. Not every patient is the right kind of patient. And some people don't want that, and some people that do want it just aren't able to do that because of their risk status. So a high-risk patient that's had different problems during the pregnancy, say their blood pressure or gestational diabetes, things like that that are going to require continuous monitoring. Those are things that we evaluate for throughout the pregnancy, throughout labor, so that it's safe, but we're still trying to do what the women want and what they see as their ideal labor and delivery setting.
And I imagine that what low intervention means is different to everybody. Can you talk a little bit about that spectrum?
Some women are going to be at one end of the spectrum where they want, you know, no ultrasounds even for prenatal care, or no vaccinations, no just the basic minimum prenatal care. The other end of the spectrum are people that want more frequent ultrasounds and want every option that there is, every technological aspect of it. We offer from both end of the spectrum so that if a person says, you know, we don't want this and it is a standard of care, We explain to them the pros and cons of it, the risks and benefits to doing it or not doing it. And it's actually put back into the patient's hands so that they know what they are consenting for, so they know that they are able to say no. We aren't forcing them to do anything they don't want to do. We can just give them the reasons that we recommend it and go from there.
And what does it mean to be a midwife? Because you're a registered nurse, but you're also a midwife, and you became a midwife after working as a registered nurse for a long time. So what different or additional skills or different points of views did that bring into your work?
I'm a certified nurse midwife, and that means that I have a master's degree of science in nursing and then a sort of a postgraduate specialty in midwifery. And so I have special training in prenatal care, labor and delivery, and actually newborn care. As a certified nurse midwife, I do have training to take care of newborns up to 6 weeks old. And then also women's health, so some gynecological training also. So I can take care of you through pregnancy, for birth control, for well woman exams, pap smears, all of those issues that are for, again, low-risk patients. There are different levels of midwifery, and there are also professional midwives. And we do have some of those in the area. And they aren't nurses, but they have been trained and certified in just midwifery. So there are different kinds of midwives. For hospital-based midwives, you do have to be a certified nurse midwife.
And when we talk about sort of the constellation of people who are around a woman while she's pregnant and in labor and delivery, there's often a doctor, there's often a midwife, and then more we hear about doulas. Can you talk about the different skills that these different people bring to the situation and what makes their roles similar or different?
Sure. The doctor, delivery can occur with a doctor that is a family practice physician that would like to do OB practice and deliver babies. And then there are obstetricians that specialize in OB care. And they are doing the same prenatal care, doing the same interventions, all of the same thing during prenatal care, but they have the ability to do higher risk patients. So especially the OBGYNs, they can do the surgeries. So if someone required a C-section, I'm not going to be able to do a C-section. I don't do any surgical type procedures. So if somebody did require C-section, they would need to go to the OB. And then you have the midwife level that, like I said, it takes care of low-risk women, can do all the prenatal care, do the labor and delivery, take care of them postpartum, and take care of them for their gynecological needs, so their yearly exams, birth control, things like that. And then a doula is great because a doula specializes in supporting a laboring patient and during the prenatal and postpartum episodes during your pregnancy. So a doula is someone that's been trained to help you to be the best that you can be during your pregnancy, your labor, and your delivery.
And when we're talking about giving birth to a baby, I think what a lot of people think about is the pain that comes with it. And so some people with low intervention childbirth plans are not taking any sort of pain medication. What does it mean to not have an epidural, and how do you help people cope with the pain?
It definitely needs to be something that you plan ahead for and something that you really choose to do. You can't just say, oh, I'm not going to get an epidural. You're probably not going to tolerate the labor as well as someone that has prepared, has taken classes, has had special molding, I guess, of your thought. Because naturally, from our first memories, when we're in pain, the first thing we have is fear. And we feel like there's something wrong, so we need to go to the doctor, we need to be fixed. And the first thing that you have to overcome when you plan a natural birth or an unmedicated birth is that fear is something that you have to get over, because pain is going to be part of it. And you can't be afraid when it hurts. You have to almost welcome it and know that the pain, the increasing intensity is what's going to get you closer to having your baby.
I've heard people say that they think getting an epidural inhibits people's ability to push as hard as they could. Are unmedicated childbirths sometimes faster than medicated?
They are sometimes faster. And I mean, I'm not against epidurals in any way. I am just as happy when my patients want an epidural as when they don't. Epidurals are a wonderful tool. And if there's a patient that is struggling through labor and they are suffering, then an epidural is an absolute necessity. When you have a patient that is in normal transitional phase of labor and going through the normal process, to offer an epidural, to encourage an epidural, can break her concentration and really just put it into her head so she thinks that that's what she needs. And a lot of times we'll feel a great deal of disappointment because she gave in or feels like she was pressured to get one. And in those instances, I think that labor would have gone faster had they not gotten an epidural. But then again, when you go back to somebody that's been suffering and is really tense, oftentimes an epidural has sped up the labor and made it go quicker because she was able to relax. So I can't really say that it slows it down. It just varies person to person. And as far as pushing goes, it's definitely a whole different ballgame pushing with an epidural, because with an unmedicated delivery, there is the instinct takes over and there's a need to push that isn't there with the epidural. But when the patient is comfortable and the baby is still making progress moving down in the pelvis, we don't usually make them or have them push until they feel that urge. And so that also is you know, on an individual basis, whether it takes longer when you're pushing. It's definitely a different feeling and definitely makes a difference with how they push and their efforts to push, but I can't really say that it makes it longer or shorter.
And have you been seeing a strong response and lots of use of the low-intervention birthing suites at the hospital?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's gone over very well.
That was registered nurse midwife Laurie Anderson, who works at Women's and Children's Hospital in Columbia. And right now, the hospital is in the process of hiring two more midwives. People whose doctor or midwife has admitting privileges at the hospital and have planned a low-intervention birth have the first-come, first-serve option of using the suites. Thank you for spending your time with us here at Intersection. I want to thank our producers, Katie Eisterhold, Carlo Canta, and Amanda Beiler. And of course, thank you to our guests, Mother Jill Markajan, Dr. Courtney Barnes, and certified nurse midwife Laurie Anderson. I'm Sarah Shariari for Intersection on KBIA 91.3 FM.